Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Annie Jennings PR Teleseminar Series. Annie Jennings PR is a national publicity firm specializing in promoting authors and experts to the media. Annie's vision and insight has revolutionized publicity, as many of the techniques, tools, and strategies in widespread use throughout the industry today have been developed by Annie Jennings PR. And Annie Jennings has been an invited guest lecturer for the Harvard Club of Boston, New York University's publishing program, as well as the American Society of Journalists and Authors. And she is the premier publicity expert in the country, with her knowledge sought out by professionals, organizations, and media everywhere, including TheStreet.com, AOL.com, as well as Fast Company, known for identifying trends as well as movers and shakers in any industry, who says that Annie Jennings PR is the place to go to learn how to become a best-selling author. So, Annie, thank you so much for all you do for your community of authors and experts.
Well, thank you, Stacey. Always a pleasure. And Stacey is my national publicist, one of my national publicists, many years of experience, ground floor of development of all of these amazing. So Stacey's part of the whole thing. She's on the ground floor of all of our most creative solutions to your challenges, what you're facing out there in the workplace. We're just not PR. We're about how to use your PR to optimize your potential, increase the power in your industry, your ability to influence, and hence your ability to be a really good average Joe. So this is our Average Joe series. We're just talking to our people, our clients who are in the ladder strategy, talking about, well, how does this really work? And it's all designed to empower you so that you can make the right choice, the right investments for yourself, and really learn the difference between publicity and marketing so that you don't waste valuable time. We all know that a year is going to pass in an instant, in a New York, second?
Minute. Tell me about it.
And a year from now, you want to have more than you have now in your ability to have fun and be creative, to influence your industry and people everywhere, and to rise to your top level of optimal success and be able to support your family. Now, people laugh when I talk about that, but it's expensive to raise children this environment, and those who have young kids, believe me, I'm telling you, it gets more expensive as they grow older. Designer jeans, I say, are a lot more expensive than diapers. So our commitments and our family responsibilities don't go away. They get more so. But why not make a load of money, a lot of money, while we're doing what we love? What is the secret formula? We're in America. I believe in free enterprise, obviously. And I believe you should be paid for your services. So what the thing I like about the ladder strategy is that you give them a reason to spend more, to invest more, because for many of these, Stacey, many of these companies that our speakers are going after, it's not about the money. They're not asking, well, they're not trying to save $500, $1,000, $2,000, or $5,000. They're looking for something else. And our guest today is going to tell us what he has found. These speaker organizations and people who are booking him at higher fees now because of the ladder strategy, why are they paying him so willingly? Why are they not negotiating? Why are they just giving him what he asked for? That's a great, great question. And I'd love for you all to stick around for the answer, because we know the answer. And I'd like you to hear it from our average Joe, who's been in our ladder strategy. Stacey, we created the ladder strategy because of our empowerment mission, our model that we want everyone to be successful. And we hold back nothing. We want you guys to know everything. But you got to first know, all right? You got to first get that publicity is not responsible for your success. It's what you do with it, right? Why hand your power, that is your future, your ability to support your family and have a blast while you're doing it, in anyone else's hands? Publicity people should know how to make your dreams come through the way publicity turns into outcomes, and to place you accordingly. All right? So who you are and what you bring to the table determines what you qualify for on a publicity level. That's important. Just because you wrote a book, does not equal a New York Times bestseller. There's so many things that happen between writing a book and becoming a bestseller that may not be available to everybody. That's the whole thing. But what is available to you? So before I turn it over to Stacey, when you write a book, the idea is, well, what can this book do for me and what can I do for myself given my level on the ladder strategy? The idea is to run up that ladder as fast as you can. Yes. Picture this. Picture you're at the, let's say you're in the water and you're floating around and you're maybe struggling a little bit and you're kind of maybe caught in a riptide going nowhere. Who knows, right? And down from above comes this big hook. And all you have to do is latch on and it pulls you straight up to the top. That's the ladder strategy. Just get on this, in this program. The idea is that you build up a foundation, a support level, and you grow from there. And you do it at your own level, and you're not putting anyone else in charge of your life or your success. You're in charge of your life and your success. But you have to be realistic about, I qualify for this right now, and if I do this, I qualify for this. And if I do this, I qualify. And if I get training and I become a great speaker, I qualify for this. You see, you work your way up the ladder. It's just the way the world works. It's a law of cause and effect. Okay, now, Stacey.
Yes.
What is the difference between marketing and public relations? And by the way, before you start, Vince is just going to pop in when he gets here. So, Vince, if you're listening, pop in. But he should be here soon. Stacey.
Yes.
The essential elements, the difference between marketing and PR.
Well, that is, as you were saying, one of the biggest misconceptions that we have for people and our clients, and I'm sure that the entire industry faces, is that you walk in thinking that I'm going to get onto the radio and sell lots of books just because I was on the radio. You don't have to do anything else. I'm going to get on this TV show and sell lots of books just because I was on the TV show. Publicity, that is, getting the media placements, appearing, seeing your name in lights, so to speak, getting the FaceTime on TV, finding yourself in a magazine as an expert, those types of media opportunities, that publicity is just one tool in your overall marketing strategy. And that's the difference. Publicity helps to fuel your marketing, but just publicity alone, it works well. I mean, you'll get the media bio. You'll be able to stack it in your favor. You'll build on your platform. You'll have the evidence. That's great. But if you don't let anybody know about it, what good is it doing you? It's kind of like, Annie, I thought about this the other day. It's kind of like dieting, right?
Oh.
Okay.
Our favorite dieting.
Right.
Okay.
Okay, right.
Analogy.
Okay.
I've got to hear it.
It's just a little analogy that I thought a lot of people, right? I mean, you know, 70% of us are overweight, okay? So, you know, it's like dieting.
Mm-hmm.
If you do it, just do one thing. Say you cut out carbs or something like that, okay? But then you expect to get the outcome that you'll have a nice, healthy, fit body for the rest of your life just because you cut out carbs. It doesn't work that way.
You have to add all
the other elements.
It's called wonderment thinking, which I happen to love thinking in wonderment. I'm telling you, I just do. I do.
Right.
I'm an optimist in heart. You just can't stop me. But wonderment, interesting. I love thinking all the wonderful things that can happen. But one thing I've learned in my many years in business and of course throughout many, many challenges in my own life and in the business life of building a whole new industry, a whole new way of looking at publicity, an empowerment model, is that doing the work is part of the model. But when you're doing the work you love, you don't even know you're doing the work. You're doing the work you love. That means you're living in your inspiration and your happiness and your thrill set. That's important. Then it no longer becomes work. So let's say you become, you know, as Stacey was talking earlier about the whole dieting thing, if you embrace the concept of, I am going to live this amazing life, and these are the components. It's not just cutting carbs. Cutting carbs will do a little. Okay, outcome thinking, great. Carbs will do this. Cutting carbs has a result, cause and effect. It's a law. So if you cut out carbs, you get this outcome. Okay, good. That's a little bit of an outcome. But if I want this really amazing life, what other outcomes do I need that they're going to add up to this amazing life? Well, I'm going to get fit. I'm going to go to the gym. I'm going to start with a half mile, then a mile, then 2 miles. Then I'm going to run. Then I'm going to jog. Then I'm going to go. Then I'm going to be a triathlete. Whatever outcome thinking. And when you add up all these outcomes, they equal something. They equal the deliverable of your choices. See? It's your choices that change. Who has power over your choices? Who? Anyone else? Seriously, you have power over your choices.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, you can get rid of the wonderment thinking. It sounds like great to live in wonderment. Doesn't that sound great?
Yeah.
It's like Wonderland. And you can live a wonderful life it can be a wonderful life, to quote the famous phrase. But you got to get the law of cause and effect down. I do this, I get this. I do this, I get this. Well, why not do this and get that? Right? The opportunity will not come. You must announce it. You must announce you're in business for opportunity. You must tell the world that you are in business and give them reasons to buy your services, outcomes, reasons to invest. Be the better mousetrap. All right? And of course, Vince is going to come on later and tell us a lot more about how he went from a speaker. And let's face it, we're going to be honest and say, yeah, everybody's struggling, but so what? So what did everybody struggling? Vince is going to say, yeah, it was a life of struggle before the ladder strategy. It was a life of struggle. But that's okay, because once you get this ladder strategy down, the law of cause and effect, and understand how to apply your publicity to your marketing, you have no more struggle. There's no more struggle. On our front door of our office, we have we have a circle with the word struggle in it, with that big, thick line through it. No more struggle. And the reason we do that is because you don't have to struggle to be successful. If you're struggling, you're doing something wrong, right? You're climbing up the wrong tree. You're going down the wrong path. You're doing it wrong. If you're struggling, you're doing it wrong. All right? Why don't I ever have the money to invest in myself? Okay, a lot of people say that. It's not true. You do have the money to invest in yourself. That's part of your struggle, is the fact that you are unwilling to invest in yourself. Even if it's time. Time doesn't cost anything. Your time doesn't cost anything. You can put the time in to invest in yourself and go to all new levels of success. That can be the investing in yourself. And then when you start, every penny we have here, the reason people like to invest in our company, and I say invest, it's not like we sell shares of stock, but every penny that we get in goes to the empowering of others. Right? No frivolous spending. It's a good investment. You would think, once you turn your money over to me, right, it's my money, I can do what I want. No, I don't look at it that way. I look at it as community building money, community empowerment funds. Of course, we all heard the story about the five kids who take care of those people who now need prom dresses, jewelry, clutch bags. I mean, the whole bit I'm getting hit with this week. All right? But that's what it is, and that's why we continue to invest in our community. So money spent with Annie Jenny's PR is money invested in the empowerment of everyone, because that's what I believe in. And that's why there's no struggle. You guys get a business model that mirrors your destiny, your soul, why you're here, what makes you feel really, really great, and you're going to be living in such a way where you're not feeling the struggle. There is no struggle anymore. That's the whole thing. So struggle is one of those big, big road signs, Stacey, and you and I talk about a lot.
The big billboards.
Right. That say, wrong path, wrong path, wrong path. Great, please. You know, give me those blinking lights. When I'm on the wrong path, please tell me I'm on the wrong path. You know, dead end, wrong path, do not turn here. We want that, okay? And we get that through understanding what being on the right path feels like, and comparing it with what being on the wrong path feels like. That's your barometer. That is your flag. That is your red flag and your blinking lights. So the ladder strategy becomes a way for you to find your path. The platform strategy, again, created here, is a way for you to find your path in this world. All right, but ladder strategy is all about getting in on your ground floor, your personal ground floor. What do you qualify for? And then using every rung to empower you for the next level. And then while you're empowering yourself for the next level, you're getting stronger, more in demand, creating thought leader strategy. Because as you're going from rung to rung, more will be asked of you. Now, what does that mean? It means that if you're working with us, we're going to be saying, okay, now, let's even empower you further. What else can you talk about? What other important things going on in our society right now can you comment on? How can you be very socially relevant? Now, as you become more socially relevant, you become amazing and very much in demand. Stacey, back to you for your commentary on some of the things we've been talking about. right? In terms of
being in demand, being socially relevant, how to incorporate that into your ladder strategy. It's really important because the bigger the media, the, as you work your way up, as Annie was talking about, and you are on your own personal ground floor rung, wherever that may be, and we're going to talk just a little bit about the different types of experts and what that level would be where you would fall in on, but there's all sorts of prerequisites. There's all sorts of things that you're going to need to do. Yes, you have to jump through more hoops as you get to the bigger and better media. And remember that the media, this publicity, okay, that is the evidence that you are a top-notch expert, okay? Media becomes your third-party seal of approval that creates confidence in whoever you're reaching out to for business, to sell your product, maybe a book publisher, that helps them realize that, hey, this person's an industry thought leader. They're an authority in their area of expertise. If they've appeared on CNN, on Anderson Cooper, if they've appeared on CNBC, that says a lot. There's a lot of people vying for those same exact spots, and this expert was chosen over all of them. It's your evidence, right? So you want to know where you fall into. All different people, all different authors, all different experts and speakers are going to need different types of PR strategy and approaches depending on the different types of level that they are experiencing right now. What do you have in the house right now? So if you're an entry-level expert, which a lot of people are, that's great. You always have to start somewhere. You're going to need to start off with different types of media placements that are going to help you build proof of your area of expertise. You're going to have to get started showcasing your knowledge, your insight, your expertise, that expert status via special reports and ebooks if you don't have a book, an ebook, podcasts, tip series. Heck, why not even have your own radio show? What this is going to help you do is it's going to help build up your expertise, start that national expert status moving forward. You're moving up to the national level. Maybe you're starting on the local level. Okay, you're just going to need to create product, create content, okay, create things that are just going to help you move forward and on to the next step. Then you'll find once you're doing all these things, you're creating your voice, which is really important. You are developing your message, which is also very important. You're understanding why you're doing all of this stuff. And once you have that, you realize you could be socially relevant, all right? You're going to want to start to get into the entry-level type of media placements now, okay? Because your bio is going to say, you know, author of dozens of special reports and articles, creator of three tip series to help people understand how to use their money in the recession. A radio show host of their own internet radio show. So that becomes your platform that you're building on, and then you're going to look for the media opportunities out there. We always say maybe 5 to 10 radio. You're going to want to look for things that don't have a lot of prerequisites, okay? You don't have to have a lot of prior media experience to start them, right? You're going to be able to practice on these radio interviews. Low-risk radio stations, we like to call, maybe smaller in size or smaller in media market, okay? You don't want to jump up too quick to the top radio because, you know, you're going to need to develop your skill set first. You're going to be able to understand the world of media. Get some media training in advance. Develop those key message points. Get socially relevant. You'll be able to be a little bit more promotional. You'll be able to understand how to, in a conversational way, mention your website. Mention a book name if you have one. And what's going to be great about this is that, because remember, publicity is only one tool in the marketing toolbox or spokes in the marketing wheel, you're going to be able to create a media site as well, post all this stuff on the media site, shout to the world that you're doing something, that you're getting out there, that you're providing solutions to problems that your industry is facing, that society is facing, and that you can help solve. Okay, so you're going to want to do all those things as you are in the entry level. You know, get 2 to 5 print magazine online placements. All right. Again, you're going to look for opportunities that don't require stiff expert guidelines. They'll be able to accept your radio, those special reports, podcasts, your internet radio show as evidence that you're going to meet their expert requirements. And then you're going to want to go to that local TV, the entry-level TV, such as cable or public access stations in your area. Again, media training is going to be key for you because you want to get that. You don't want to get there and be deer in headlights, don't realize what's going on. You're going to want to know what to expect, okay? And then once you get all of these things, you're going to be able to move up to the next level, to the intermediate level. Because what you've accomplished at the entry level is, listen, if you make a mistake, it's okay in the entry level media, all right? That's not going to blacklist you forever in the world of television and print and radio and online media, okay? But then you want to take that next step forward. You want to always be moving in a positive direction, all right? When you're in the intermediate level, as an intermediate level expert, you know, credentials are going to start to come into play here, okay? If you are going to need credentials in your area of expertise, I mean, if you're in the health field and you're going to be battling and competing against MDs or PhDs, you're going to want to get certifications. If you're only a few credits away from completing a certain degree, go get it. And do that now. It will prepare you for your climb to the top in your ladder strategy. Okay, you're going to need a strong background for your future. Get much more radio. Go to the top 35 markets in the country. Do nationally syndicated programs. That's like doing one radio interview, and it's reaching 50 different stations. You're like doing 50 different interviews at once, or maybe hundreds, or maybe even thousands. Okay, so you'll be able to now go after, now that you can say, interviewed as a finance expert in cities such as New York, Boston, Los Angeles, Chicago, Washington, D.C., and on national programs such as, you know, big name ABC Radio Network, CNN Radio Network, Associated Press Radio. I mean, that sounds very impressive. You sound like you know what you're talking about, and it's really a boon for you to be chosen as the person that they have on their airwaves. Remember, they're responsible to their listeners. They have to put someone on that knows their stuff. They can't put someone on who doesn't have the experience. Okay? So it's really important that when you're in the intermediate level that you push it. All right, go get the local TV, the ABC, Fox, NBC, CBS affiliates. Go there, because then instead of saying on the public access channel, you could say appeared on Fox as an expert in finance. Okay? That's really important to start building. See how we're moving on to bigger and better? We always say that media begets bigger media. So as you get the larger names, you get the name-dropping power. I mean, you're just paving your way to the bigger and better and the best at the top-level expert when you're reaching that top rung of your ladder, right? So Vince, I know he's going to come on. Vince Crew is going to come on. He's amazing. He's appeared on so many different national shows. We'll do a full bio for him, but he's actually been called an ethics guru by Anderson Cooper.
By celebrity host.
Wow. Yeah.
What do you think that did for him? He's going to tell us.
Yeah, exactly. Really important.
Well, that's wonderful. And I love that Cynthia talks a lot about entry level, intermediate, top level. You see how we're going up the levels? You can build your ladder strategy. That's the strongest, most powerful way to do it. Remember, we are reporting in from the front lines. Entry-level people don't want to be on national TV tomorrow, would you? Or does the thought of it scare you? Okay, and it should if you're entry-level. But then when you work your way up the ladder, you're getting stronger, more powerful, more confident. You know why you're good. You get this feeling like, I deserve to be on these shows. This is right for me. This is what I spent my life working towards. When you get into that mindset, you're all powerful and can't be stopped. You are so in your thrill set.
I love
you're
that.
So
I just
in your
came
life.
Up with that. Yeah.
Yeah, I like it. Thanks.
It is very good.
Made it up another one.
I know.
See, we can't help but be creative here. That's a problem. It's not a problem. But that's what we do. We can't help but be creative because we're living. We're living our lives the way we want to. Our choice is to be here. We're happy here, and we're able to expand our talents and skill set into our thrill set and be, like, amazing. And we're all we do for you guys, because our mission and passion is to help you achieve your highest levels of success in full faith and confidence that you will go forth and help others. And by us helping you, you can help others. By us helping 35,000 people, 35,000 people can go on and empower others. It's a domino effect that we live for and that our whole model is wrapped around. This is why we come up with empowering strategies for you. This is why we know the law of cause and effect. It works. We have to work within certain laws, and these laws are true. So if we create programs that fit the natural law, well, you're going to be very successful. It's just the way that it is. So it's getting into the groove, getting into the mindset, getting into the strategy that takes into consideration how it really works out there. So it's so simple. But yet sounds hard because this is not your life every day like it's our life every day. So I can just report in and tell you what it's like to really be in the ladder strategy and how to take responsibility for your own success, team up with the right people, and make things happen for yourself. And again, Vince, when you hop on the line, feel free to jump right in. Gave Miss 5 seconds to jump right in. Some pointers for success that I like are, you know, move up the ladder as quickly as your skill set allows. It is don't stay too long at any level, right? You need only to get the media you need at each level to position and qualify you for the next level. You can move quickly up. Why stay at any level longer than you have to? The idea is for each rung of the ladder to support and propel your growth to the next level. See, I don't like to think, this is what I like to think. Well, what I don't like to think is you have to crawl first. I like to hit the ground running. I'm sorry. Sorry, you know, it's just the way I am. My mother used to say, you have to crawl before you can walk. And I never really understood that. I always said, I don't know. I don't think so. Why not walk? Why not hit the ground running? You can do that. You can hit the ground running. As long as you got the strategy down on how to do that. What do you need to do to propel yourself to all new levels of success? Hit the ground running. How? And then do that. There is a strategy for every outcome you'd like to achieve. There is a publicity placement for every outcome you'd like to achieve. It's understanding the deliverable of the media and then choosing the correct media so you get the deliverable you want. All right? Entry-level media, the deliverable is you start to build up your media bio. You start to understand how the media works. You get into the media speak, that is soundbitey type of conversational answers. You start to watch the news more. You start to blog about the news so you can get the hang of being instantly ready. In fact, a great story for you is I'm appearing in a major magazine today, and the journalist calls and says she wants someone to comment on XYZ story. And I follow the media, obviously. I read everything I can get my hands on, and I know every story out there. This is what we do here. And because I knew every single thing that was going on, and this was a story I never thought I'd be asked to comment on, never, but I knew the story anyway. And she asked me to comment on it, and within 5 minutes, I had given her the PR perspective of a certain celebrity situation. And she loved it. She goes, oh, yeah, I'm definitely going to use that, you know, be authentic comment that you made, right? Be your true self. Be honest. Et cetera. You can read about it, of course, and I'll reveal where it was when I do see it come out today. It's due out today. But see, there you go. Like, because I knew so much about the media and every single story, having read, having seen everything, that's what we do here. It doesn't take me long to do it, actually. You know, I scan all the sites. It doesn't take long. I can read very quickly now, as you'll be able to, and I can comment very quickly because I understand the essential elements of commentary. Because I've read through the stories, I know where they want to go tomorrow with the story. That's the objective behind staying very current on the news. And then, as Stacy says, blogging about it, in your mind you could say, well, if I had to comment on the situation, what are the 5 things I would say? All right, keeps you very sharp, very knowledgeable about the news of the day. It's important that you know every single thing that's going on. It's fun, too. So that way when the journalist does call you, you're at your top level, and they say, we need you on at 6 o'clock tonight, or the producer, we want you on at 6 o'clock tonight, and it's 3 o'clock, you're ready to move. And you know you're talking about it. You have the confidence to know that when asked a question about a story, you have the history, you know what you're doing, and you're going to be able to give this amazing answer. That's the confidence that comes from the ladder strategy. You're just not set out there and say, here, climb the ladder. You're set out there and say, let's climb the ladder in a very intelligent, very developmental way. Let's get to the ladder, but let's build it brick by brick, foundation upon foundation upon foundation to create ultimate opportunity. That's why it is a brilliant strategy for anyone wishing to optimize their income ability, their ability to influence their industry, their ability to get big consulting contracts, major speaking events, and major book deals. There are people pulling down major book deals still, even in this economy, because they're considered to be industry thought leaders. Everyone wants to hear from them. How? They're out there. They're using the strategy. They're considered thought leaders. And they're not thought leaders by accident. You work at it. The part about this is it's real. There's nothing embellished about the program. There's no fake. You become a real expert. You know what you're talking about. That's how you go from every level. You become the real deal. So that's why there's no fake. This is why it works. It's brick by brick. It's foundation upon more foundation upon more foundation. Right? So there's no pretend experts here at our company. They may be out there in the real world. This is why the media is sharp. They're always on the lookout for, let's see who we're booking. Let's see who we're really booking. Okay, our Vince should be on the line momentarily. All right, and Stacy?
Yes.
We want to talk a little bit about some other things, about moving when the time is right, like striking while the iron is hot.
Well, that's really important, to strike while the iron is hot, right? Because if you don't strike, your competitor is going to strike. I think that is really a critical component of the ladder strategy, to realize that if you don't make your move, somebody else is going to move into your spot. So you have to do that. When you have a hot story, like for instance, you know, if you're talking about, well, obviously, you know, right now we're dealing with a lot, the recession, that's been a constant headline. If you can comment on that, if you can provide insight into that, now's a time when you may have more opportunities at your feet than you would normally, right? So yeah, so you want to be able to do that. If there's a story that is making waves and it's something that you can comment on and you've provided conversation, you've blogged about it, you've created discussion points, you've sent out an email newsletter about it, you've done an internet radio show, maybe a podcast, you know, those kind of things, then why not just use that to propel you into bigger media, right?
All right, terrific. And we may have our pal Vince on the line. He's calling in now. Vince just called our office, and he is calling in right now. So I'd like to invite Vince whenever he gets on the line, which should be
Hi, Annie.
Oh, we're here.
Just came on.
There's our Vince. Vince, Stacy is going to do a nice intro for you, and then we cannot wait. We've been giving you quite the build-up.
Oh, my.
Oh, yes, we have. We can't wait to hear your story. There's so many people on the line today, Vince, that just mirror your exact situation. Speakers, they're talented, they're powerful, and they just want to go to their ultimate level of success. But first, Stacy, how about a nice intro, a nice round of applause?
Right.
Our
Yay! Intro. Drum roll, please.
Yes.
Okay, yeah, we love to welcome Vince Crew, Ethics and Communication Corporate Expert, also known as America's Everyday Ethics Guy, and he has been called an ethics guru by CNN's Anderson Cooper, has been interviewed by Fox News' Neil Cavuto, also appeared on CNBC as well as Fox Business Network, and is the ethics analyst for Fox News Radio. And that's not all he does. He's also author of Everyday Ethics, Everlasting Consequences, has over 30 years of communication and ethics experience, has a master's degree in marketing and communications with an emphasis on leadership and ethical decision-making during the lifestyle of an organization. He's a frequent speaker across the country, corporate consultant, and is also founder of Reach Development Services, which is dedicated to helping others grow and reach their goals ethically. So, Vince, thank you for joining us. We're excited to have you.
Well, thank you. Good to be with you.
Yeah. You sound good, right?
Oh, I'm excited. I mean, this is great. I mean, you just, you know, I tell Dad, you know, see, I told you I'd amount to something. And Annie Jennings PR is largely responsible for me being able to leverage all of that experience and all the stuff that I do, and I mean that sincerely.
Well, it's really our pleasure, Vince. You know that we work very closely together, and it's always a joy when I can bring you the next opportunity that I know not only will you be excited to hear about, because you are aware of the importance and the benefit that it's going to give you in our ladder strategy, right? But you can also, you're so conversational. You get it. You really, really get it every day. You're very socially relevant. And I also know that you leverage it. which is what we're talking about here today, is being able to leverage some of the media that you have, right?
Yeah.
Right, Vince, and also we have so many speakers who say, but can it work for me too? Can the ladder strategy work for me? And I know that we spoke earlier and you talked about how that you made a conscious decision, all right, to invest in yourself. And I would like to hear, and so would our listeners, they want to hear a few things today. One is, what was it like before the ladder strategy? And what is it like for you now? And then we're going to outline your rise to the top, from fees to opportunities to how you created your marketing plan and really how you're making all this turn into big dollars and loads of happiness for you. What was it like before?
Let me tell you, before it was good. I've had a successful business. I mean, I've been at this since 1997, having left both the corporate world and the nonprofit world in marketing and executive leadership positions. Struck out on my own in 1997, have built the business, have been able to pay the bills, have been able to take care of Mrs. Crew in a fairly comfortable lifestyle. Left Ohio, I'm now in Naples, Florida. But all of that said, what really didn't ring true was my being known beyond my small circle, beyond my small database. And what the PR initiative has done and what the ladder strategy has done is, I'm starting to hear from people who said, hey, my cousin out in Colorado heard you on, saw you on the TV there. Or, I just got a call from somebody and they said that this guy from Squawk on the Street from Naples was on, and they wanted to know if I knew him. And I said, I know him very well. So it's done something in terms of visibility, and more than that, it's really done a lot for the confidence, both the self-confidence as well as the confidence in potential clients, prospective clients engaging me. Now it's the matter of, well, this just isn't another one of those, speakers or another one of those consultants or coaches. This is a guy who I just saw on TV, or this is a guy who has a long list of national radio exposure. This is a guy who has been selected by the media to come on and give his perspective. Now, the little secret behind that is they wouldn't have known about me without you and your staff's incredible network. But it all works. Mm-hmm. It all works.
Yeah, absolutely. And I really like to know about the power of investing in yourself, because, I know we spoke earlier and you mentioned that you're able to charge more effortlessly now. They're not asking, why should I pay you more? They know why. They've seen you on Cavuto. They've seen you on CNN. They know why they're paying your fees, and they are happily paying them. And why is that?
They're paying it because they know I'm a safe bet, and I'm a safe bet because they've seen me. They've heard me. They've gotten a little insight into my positioning, into my perspective, into my opinions. So I'm no longer like everyone else, this unknown that, hey, we'll take a chance. I heard this guy, or I saw this guy on TV, and I know what he says, and I know that he says it with passion, and I know how he comes across, and I know how he handled, that zinger from the other panelist who was on the show.
Mm-hmm.
He's good,
yeah. Right. Also, you mentioned earlier that before you, when you first came to our company, you gave us a set of directives, initiatives, which we secured for you. And then you decided to open up. You decided, I'm not going to invest anymore in investment advisors or the stock market to bring you wealth and success. I'm going to invest in myself. Now, you consciously made a decision to go into the ladder strategy in full force. You just said, you go for it. You gave us a set of initiatives now that were really kicked up a notch.
And, Annie and Stacy can speak to this, because Stacy is my day-to-day person with Annie Jennings PR that I work most closely with. But, I'm one of those proud members of the Lost 25% plus in my investments last year. And I just said, you know what, when it comes to investing, let's not invest in stuff that we don't understand, in complex financial things, and stuff that we have no control over. Let's look at investing in ourselves. And that means learning. It means spending the money. It means developing the team. It means looking at the business model, revisiting the business model, and then finding a strategy, working with you and your people to find a strategy that aligns what we see as success. And I've got to tell you, and this is a scary thing, and to all those people listening, watch what you ask for when you deal with these Annie Jennings PR people, because they'll get it. So if you're not ready, look out, because if you say, you know what, I need to be in front of Neil Cavuto, look out, because within 24 hours or 48 hours, you could be. And you better be ready, and you better have your act together. But, you know, that's not even an issue, because one of the other great things that you all do is you prep your clients even before you pitch. So, you know, I remember the coaching that that Jason gave me, and he said, okay, Vince, here's how you need to come up with the speaking points, and this is how you need to be sharp, and this is how you need to have the emotion, and this is how you need. So when it came time for that first shot at Neil Cavuto, I was ready, and you all helped me to be ready, and that's important.
Absolutely, and that's the ladder strategy. You know, there's a lot encompassing that. There's a lot of background work. 24/7 News Division keeps all of our experts informed of the latest stories that are important for them to know about and to build this history of knowledge of their industry. And there's so much support that the ladder strategy does entail. So we make it sound simple, but you know what? In the end, it becomes simple because it's normal. It's normal to bring an expert like Vince, who brought so much to the table, who decided, I want to invest in myself now. I'm going to go and do top media, and I'm going to land myself way up on my next level. I'm going to give myself a competitive advantage. I'm going to be hobnobbing with big media outlets and celebrity hosts. I'm going to create thought leader status for myself and expert status for myself. This was a conscious decision for Vince to decide to do this. He decided that he wanted this. He was going to take his future into his own hands and hold his own power. And all of our listeners want to know, and they want to do the same thing. Do you believe anyone can do this, Vince?
Not anyone, but those who are prepared to do the work, to make the investment, and to make the commitment. Let me tell you, this isn't for everybody because, and here again, you know, I mean, Stacy's called me and said, Vince, can you be at the studio in 2 hours? You know,
sure.
Well, gee, I guess I better shower, shave, and make sure I've got a clean shirt and a suit. You have to be committed to be ready. You have to be prepared to answer the call when the bell rings. And to anyone who's willing to do that, yes, they can do it.
That's right. It's not just for other people. Success is not for other people. It's for everybody. It's for us average Joes. Us average Jane. But we're not so average. We're just people trying to do a really good thing for ourselves, our countries, our society, our families. That's all we are. We're just average everyday people who can be very successful. We can be rich. We can be wealthy. We can be happy. We can do all these things just by following the formula and getting our hearts in the game. Now, how did you target? When you were now you're a speaker and you've increased your fees significantly and effortlessly. They're not asking you, why should I pay you more? They get it. They've seen you on the shows. They know. So how did you keep your target market, that is those you are working with, to book you as a speaker today, next week, or down the road, informed of all your media events?
There's a couple of things that I'd like to say about that. And first of all, my market has changed. And my client base has changed. And those listening will find out that as your business grows and as your celebrity status, if you will, grows and as your positioning grows, you will find yourself losing some of your clients simply not because you've outgrown them, but simply because you're at a different level than their budgets can handle, than their needs align with your needs, and that kind of stuff happens. Now, to the second point about staying in touch and growing with those clients or having those clients who grow with you, it's amazing the power of the Internet, and you can do an email blast in a matter of minutes, crafting an email. And I just do that, you know, just as common practice when I know that I've got – a special show coming up, I will send out an email blast to the clients, not in a bragging manner, but simply, hey, I'm going to be commenting on this issue, blah, 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 with so-and-so from CNBC. Hope you can tune in. I have had more response from existing clients who say, you know what, I just informed my boss that he can go to your website and see that video clip from da-da-da-da-da-da-da. You know, that
you can say it, Anderson Cooper.
Yeah,
or
Anderson Cooper or Mark Haynes and Aaron Burnett on CNBC.
Dropping,
or that Neil Cavuto guy, mm-hmm. or, you know, or Roger Hedgecock, who substitutes for Rush Limbaugh on his show sometimes out in California.
Right.
I mean,
huge.
He goes to his boss and says, Vince, by doing that, you just reinforced our judgment to have you work with us, and have you work with us in the past, have you working with us now, and having you work in the future. In other words, it reinforces that decision to do business with this guy because he's not standing still. Vince isn't standing still. He's getting better. He's getting more exposure. So we're fortunate to be able to deal with him. And, of course, the fees fall in line, and they don't expect to be paying, you know, peanuts for a guy who continues to develop.
Exactly. That's just somebody who they perceive as being a strong thought leader in their field who can really help their company. See, people don't mind investing. Corporations do not mind investing. They want outcomes. They want deliverables. Investment, it's money well spent. They mind expensing. No one wants to throw away dollars just down the tube. So they don't mind putting money towards somebody they believe is going to give them the outcome. And when you have the media endorsement, when you've been on CNN, CNBC, Fox, they know the caliber of those stations. Those are just the leaders in the industry. And when you're on those shows, hobnobbing with these celebrity hosts, you are at that level where you can deliver outcomes. You can deliver results, or you wouldn't be there. You wouldn't have jumped through all the hoops we had to get you through to be at those high levels. But remember, we develop you as well. You don't come to us already being able to get on these shows. We develop you. We take you along the path nicely. It's kind of a fun. Haven't you found it fun to just develop accordingly, finding the news stories, creating the talking points, creating your voice?
It's an amazing transition. Maybe it's a transformation where you go from scared to death,
yeah,
to I can't believe it, to hey, no problem, I've got a team behind me, I can do this, you know, I've got my Annie Jennings PR people behind me, they're going to get me ready, they're going to help me, they're going to make it easier for me to do this than if I dared try to do it on my own.
Exactly. And you know, it's funny because the media knows we get you ready. They know they can book our experts. That's another reason at some levels you go to the national experts, because they have confidence that if we bring you to the table, you are ready. You can handle the big time.
How cool is it to grow your business by not only being able to leverage your reputation, but someone else's? My business is growing because, yeah, I do good stuff, but it's also growing because Annie Jennings PR does good stuff. So I'm trading on my reputation and your reputation. And when it comes to the media, your reputation gets me in the door. It's my delivering that keeps me there, and us working together, that'll get me back in the door. I mean, it's great when I can say, you know, I've been on Neil Cavuto a number of times to where he says, Vince, good to see you again. Or always good to see you. I mean, that means something.
It does. It really does. And being called the ethics guru, Right, mm-hmm. by Anderson Cooper. That's huge.
My buddy Andy. You know, it's Hollywood. It's
yeah.
cool,
it's fun.
But
it's
also real.
It's being famous, and that is so much fun.
It is real too.
Mm-hmm.
It's
mm-hmm.
fun. It's real. And it has clout, especially when you're going in and you're saying, and here's how much I cost.
Exactly.
And people
exactly.
say, oh, well, okay,
well, no
that
problem.
Seems reasonable.
Yeah.
He's been with Andy.
Yeah, exactly. There you go. Well, I'll tell you, it is a good investment. You have certainly invested in yourself tremendously. Many of our listeners are speakers, and they really want this now. They want this for themselves. Can you give us some advice on really how to get to their own personal next level? If you were speaking to somebody who said, tell me how you market. How do you find your next speaking opportunity? Or are they coming to you, Vince, or do you have a team of people? I know that you may market yourself. Tell us a little bit more.
It's a combination.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly referrals, certainly word of mouth, certainly that hey, you know, we just had Vince out at our conference, and he did a really good job. So if you're looking for a speaker, you know, you might want to call this guy. But, you know, one thing that we've done since the beginning, literally the first month we opened the business, is to produce a newsletter.
Mm-hmm.
It's a newsletter. It started out being, you know, one sheet of paper printed on both sides because I said busy people don't have time for lots of reading. And we
yeah.
called it the one-sheeter. Well, mm-hmm. since the advent of technology, now it's an e-newsletter, and it's a PDF file, but it's still short, and it's still called the one-sheeter. That goes out. That goes out to my database. It goes out to anyone who comes to the website, signs up for the newsletter. It goes out to attendees in the audience who say, yes, I'd like to keep in touch with you, Vince. I'd like to know more on this stuff. So that has become an incredible marketing mechanism for getting more business. And it also is a place for me to feature last month's media results.
Absolutely.
You know, hey, if you missed the TV show, if you missed the radio show, you know, click on Vince Crew in person on my website, and you can see them, you can hear them, and that's very cool. So that's part of the marketing.
Right, building community. So remember, there is something about marketing, but there's something about all-heart marketing where you're doing this because you love to do this. You're sending an email newsletter because it's packed with things people can use, implement right away, to empower themselves at work, in business, whatever. You're doing it because you love it. Now, keep in mind that when you love what you're doing, it shows. And people pick up on it. It's an energy. They pick up on it. If you're doing it because it's a strategy and I have to do this, do it because you love it and you will never fail.
And Annie, just to give you some reaffirmation with that, the producer from CNBC's Squawk on the Street 2 weeks ago, I was on the show. We were talking about a phenomena that's happening, and I think it's the result of some of the financial pressures that we're all going through. But they're talking about bullying and just sniping in the workforce, and it's going to the boardroom, and it's like all of a sudden unethical conduct is just raising its head in an ugly way
mm-hmm.
with coworkers and co-leaders, you know, having these spats between each other. And so I was on to talk about that. When I got off of the segment, the producer, through the little, you know, earpiece, said, Vince, thank you for the energy. You are really into this.
Wow.
And then she said, I wish the other guest had been. Now, I won't tell you who the other guest was, but,
they
you
certainly
know,
weren't our clients either.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it was simply, media looks for excitement. Media looks for people who are excited about what they're doing. So before anyone calls you, because once they get to you, you're off to the races. Once they tell you what they want, you're going to make it happen. But before they make that call, they should really say, am I up for this? Do I really believe in this stuff? Because it's not playing games. And, oh, by the way, you do charge a little something for this. I think this is a business for you, Annie Jennings. So there is an investment to be made. So unless you're serious about you know, what you believe in and the perspectives you have and what you have to share with people, don't waste the call, because it's going to be an investment of time, energy, and some money.
And speaking about fees is another thing. We've revolutionized the industry. You only pay us if we get it for you.
What is up with that?
You know, hello?
Paying
That's
for performance?
Vince loves us, yes.
Paying
we
for delivery?
The concept, brought it out nationally. We've created the ladder strategy, the platform strategy, the concept of media websites. You name it, we created it here. Why? We're in it with you. And it's our mission to see you. We make sure you succeed. And that's what we're all about here. So everything is wrapped around you being successful, including the payment strategy.
It's incredible. It works. It's proven. And let me tell you, when I get the Visa statement, you know, I sit down and I go, yeah, that was worth it. Yep, it was worth it.
Right. And you know why else, Vince? You have those media placements forever. And that's been a theme, too, from our average shows. They say, you know, no one can take I've been on Neil Cavuto away from me. I can use that in my marketing for 5-10 years. And let's face it, guys, as our families grow older and our needs grow even greater as we all get older, you know, you're going to want to be using this over and over again. It is, what is it, the gift that keeps on giving, the media that just keeps on giving down the road.
It's incredible. Mm-hmm. You know, I go back to, you know, the concept we used to talk about, you know, years ago in the speaking business, where we talked about building the platform and, you know, building a body of work. And, you know, the ladder strategy is certainly something that allows you to make that happen. You know, every bit of media that happens is yet again one more credential that you have that somebody else who has not taken advantage of a publicist doesn't have. It's one more thing that says, wow, this guy, this gal's perspectives, commentary, views really matter, not just locally, but on a national basis. That's pretty cool.
That is. Vince, you're pretty cool. That's all I have to say. It's pretty amazing what you've done. I mean, I've been working with you from the moment you've contacted us, and it's just the way that you've grown has been a testament, obviously, to us.
Well, yeah. I mean, we
but
do
also
together.
A testament to you. I mean, it's been phenomenal. I mean, because you're willing to put in the work, as you said, willing to invest in yourself, and it's all kind of culminated in this amazing media bio that you are leveraging and you know how to leverage for your success. I mean, and you're getting paid what you're worth.
And it builds, and it builds. And, you know, can it happen overnight? Well, yeah, in some cases, you know, you can be on one person's show and get the call the next day. But like everything else, it's a building process. It's it's climbing the ladder. And sometimes you can skip a few rungs, but, you know, you can get to the top of the ladder. And it's just so much nicer when there's somebody holding the ladder for you. And that's what you guys do. Stacey, thanks.
Well, we really appreciate it, and thank you for coming on the line today. Again, everybody, this is Vince Crew, America's Everyday Ethics Guy, author of Everyday Ethics, Everlasting Consequences. So, and Vince, you know, your website, you want to tell everybody if they want to learn more about you or see you in action?
The website is reachdevelopment.com, all one word. There's a newsletter there. Be glad to share that with all of my colleagues and potential colleagues out there. Let's stay in touch. I don't mind doing that. And as I always say when I like to close my newsletter or any of my my conversations, everyone, continue to reach.
Right, and that's exactly what we're here to help you guys do. And again, thanks, Vince. And, of course, everyone can hear the replay of this teleseminar at Publicity Pro or AnnieJenningsPR.com/Publicity Pro, and that'll be available in a little bit, in a couple of days. Right, Annie?
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. AnnieJenningsPR.com/publicitypro.htm. It'll be up there along with our other Average Joe stories of huge success. You know, a radio campaign turns into six figures, another speaker triples his speaking fees and sells 25,000 books. It's all up there, and these are all just people like you and me. We can all do this. Okay, guys? We're in it together. Thanks,
Great.
Vince. Good job.
Bye.
Okay. Bye for now.
Bye.